In Avengers Endgame, our Marvel Cinematic Universe heroes have to travel across space and time to recover the Infinity Stones in order to put right what Thanos once put wrong. This leads to adventure, excitement, and some fun. But in one particular situation, the recovery of the Infinity Stone cost a little more than we were hoping to have to pay. The scene is the planet Vormir, home to the Soul Stone. If you've seen this movie, and by golly, who hasn't? You already know where I'm going with this. During this intergalactic time heist, Black Widow and Hawkeye find themselves on the planet Vormir to collect the Soul Stone, and they find out by the word of the Red Skull that the only way to obtain this particular Infinity Stone is by giving away the life of a beloved one. So, both Natasha and Clint are determined to sacrifice themselves so the other one could get the stone and go on to defeat Thanos. So much so that they actually had a fight with each other over who should stay alive and return with it. However, after their very tense struggle, Natasha won and sacrificed herself, falling into the abyss, allowing Hawkeye to obtain the Soul Stone and go on to bring back half of the universe. This was sad. We'd really come to love Black Widow over the course of 4 Avengers movies, a Captain America movie, and an Iron Man movie. But I think one of the reasons that this resonates with us is because there's something in our DNA that sees the value, that sees the high price of sacrifice. The Bible says in John 15:13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." As believers, we understand the value of this because we see it demonstrated in the life of Jesus. It's a value that's replicated in his believers. Revelation 12:11 says that we triumph by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and that we don't love our lives so much as to shrink from death. Today is Memorial Day, and we want to take a moment to honor not only those men and women who serve, but most importantly to remember those who gave their lives, protecting freedom, serving others, fighting for the good, and championing what's right. Today, hopefully, you won't be called upon to lay down your life, but you may choose to offer a bit of your life to the blessing and benefit of others, to pause and remember those whose lives have purchased your freedom, and most importantly, to live by the standard of love and generosity that Jesus himself demonstrated. We thank the brave men and women who laid down their lives serving us. We thank the Lord for the gift of life that he gave us in his death on the cross. And we'll even throw a little love out there for Natasha. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast or check out our full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Happy Memorial Day. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.